Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. School's been back in for weeks now. The colors of the leaves are turning, and what an opportunity for many of us to get out to the farm. You don't have to own one, just borrow one for an afternoon or evening. Amelia Wilson, Director of Agritourism for the Kentucky Ag Department, says they've got all the information you need.
We definitely do. It's KentuckyFarmsAreFun.com, and you can get on that website. You can divide them by different activities. You can divide them by county or by area, so it gives you a great look at what we have to offer. And, you know, right now, farms are just right in the middle of doing farm tours, and U-picks are going on right now, and definitely all the way until October and early fall. There'll be lots of hay rides and opportunities for kids to get out on a family farm.
Wilson, in her post for just about a year now, enjoys the work connecting town folks who want to meet the farm folks who grow their food, or to take the kids through a corn maze or take them out to pick their own pumpkin. That trend has been a real opportunity for ag entrepreneurs, too.
There's over 400 agritourism sites in the state, and so, it's our goal to try to help them in any way that we can, whether it be through our marketing grant or whether it be through visits. You know, we try to truly encourage and help promote them throughout the state.
That website again, and this is all spelled out, is KentuckyFarmsAreFun.com. We'll be right back.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising the food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our people.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
The Kentucky Ag Department's Amelia Wilson says farm stays and bed and breakfasts with a farm theme are growing in popularity. She checked in on one recently in Boyle County.
They have people come from all over the U.S. and they want to have a farm experience. And so I definitely got tickled. There was a couple come from L.A. They wanted to be farmers for the week. They farmed, and when they left at the end of their stay, they said, gosh, there's a lot more to that than I thought. You know, that's a growing industry and something that we want to help promote.
She says some farmers like Carl and Deborah Cheney of Cheney's Dairy Barn in Warren County, they just enjoy sharing their story.
And he and his wife definitely have the personality for it. They love kids, they love giving a tour, and they love sharing what agriculture is truly all about.
And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.